Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Welcome to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. And today we have with us Leanne. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you that has conquered Lyme coming back to share their stories with us for the listeners, all the listeners out there that need to hear your words of hope. So thank you and welcome.
You're welcome.
So where do we start? Does this go back long years ago? Do you remember being bitten by a tick? Where does your journey start?
Well, it's funny. It's got to be on the calendar somewhere, but I guess it's been about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half coming up. I think in the summer, I went to Missouri to visit family, and I grew up in Missouri. I had lots of tick bites in my life, but I got into a batch of seed ticks. I don't know if anybody's seen seed ticks, but they're little T9s. They're like the size of a poppy seed. And I probably
is that why they're called seed ticks, because they're exactly, in that little nymph stage, that small. Okay, yeah.
I think they're also called deer ticks, and I must have gotten into a nest of the babies. I guess that's what seed ticks are. I'm guessing.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
Okay,
but when we were little, and the way you get them off is duct tape or tape, and you just get, you get lots of them because you would have them if you get into a batch of them, you get a ton of them, and I had long pants on. I didn't even know I got into them. I got home and the bites were all over, and I didn't find one of the little bites until the next day. And then, I didn't think anything of it.
And so you didn't really think anything of it because you'd been bitten by ticks before. And
it just was what it was.
Okay.
And these were little tiny seed ticks. So I also didn't think it was, I thought there was a certain tick that did the Lyme. So about a week later, I probably had 30 bites all over my body.
Wow.
Or more. But there were about 10 bites on my left leg that got infected. So I've had problems with chronic fatigue and autoimmune, prior to the Lyme, but, and with my autoimmune, my immune system isn't great. And every once in a while, if I get a cut below the knee, I'll end up having to go get antibiotics because it won't heal on its own. It'll become cellulitis. And so that was happening. And I always put it off. Like I hate antibiotics with a passion, and I did not want to go. I didn't think about them being ticks. I was thinking about the infection, like the bites had got infected. The infection is what I was concerned about, not at all.
Little did you know, right?
Yes. And the doctor was concerned about the Lyme when she heard it was seed ticks, or just, kind of recommended a course of, 14 days of doxy. And I'm like, well, I just came for Rocephin because Rocephin is what in the past, and it was a shot and bypassed my gut. And she's like, well, I think you should be on doxy. And I'm like, I don't want anything in my gut. I was just really against antibiotics. Little did I know I'd be living on antibiotics for like the next probably 6 months I didn't have a Lyme doctor. All the local doctors were just, 10 days of doxy and then, maybe 10 days off or a week off, and then 10 days of doxy and a week off. And that's all they ever did. And during all that, I think that probably lasted about 4 or 5 months while I was just researching everything I could about Lyme and alternative ways to treat it.
Okay. So you get bit, you go to the doctor because you were worried about more of the skin infection, not the Lyme infection. Mm-hmm. They put you, against your better judgment, they put you on antibiotics.
Yeah.
So at this point, you're back home, you're researching things. Were you having any symptoms? Where was your body?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. It wasn't long after I started, you know, I think she talked me into it the first round. And it wasn't long after, I don't know, the symptoms were starting to come, you know, and my symptoms were really goopy eyes, like really goopy, like constant, almost like pus coming out of my eyes.
Okay.
Super dizzy. And I've never had any, you know, my chronic fatigue and autoimmune conditions were never neurological. Okay. And I got, one day I was in the kitchen and I almost fainted. I just got a wave of like vertigo and I just couldn't believe what was happening. I didn't understand it. Really bad insomnia, really bad fatigue, and muscle aches all over, like I had the flu.
Okay. Okay. Did you ever, so the dizziness kind of sounds to me like babesia. Did you ever get tested or did they just clinically diagnose you based on your bites?
I finally did get tested, but honestly, I don't even remember what the test was.
What it was. Okay.
It was, you know, I don't have much faith in the testing because everybody is saying that it's so.
Yeah, our testing is Igenix in Palo Alto, California. They're a pretty reputable lab. There's that one, and then there's one in Augsburg, Germany. Those are about the only two labs I personally trust. But anymore, after meeting Dr. Carlfelt 4 years ago, I guess, he does muscle testing. And that just, I've said it on the show a million times, but when I met him and he muscle tested me, I seriously thought he was a quack. I thought this is like some voodoo doctor. I don't know what he's doing to me, but I fell into it and bought what he gave me. I'm glad I did now.
Yeah.
But so I truly, absolutely am a huge believer in muscle testing. So for those listeners that are out there that, you know, can't afford to get the Igenix test, because I remember when I did it in 2015, I believe, it was like $1,800-$1,900 out of pocket. And that's a lot of money. So if you're looking for, you know, somebody who does muscle testing, of course, Dr. Carlfelt can do it remote, but also search integrative medicine near you and just call around and look for somebody that does muscle testing. It's way cheaper than the lab testing and way more accurate, in my opinion. Anyways, okay. I just wanted to say that. But yeah, so I love muscle testing now.
Okay. Yeah.
So you had all these things. You're researching, you're kind of pulsing the oral antibiotics, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what were you finding? Were your symptoms getting worse, staying the same, more random ones coming? Were the antibiotics making you worse?
The antibiotics were working when I was on them, and then the symptoms would all come back on the 10 days that they had me off, or whatever time frame I was off.
Okay, so they were working. You felt pretty good when you were on them. And then yep. On your break, everything came back?
Yeah, by the end of the 10 days that I wasn't on antibiotics, yeah, most everything would come back.
Okay, and then you start them again, and then slowly everything went away again. Okay, so that was quite the roller coaster for you.
Yes, it was. And during that time, I'm pretty independent, and I didn't have the money. I did not have the money to go chasing all of the millions of options that were out there. So I just tried to do things on my own. I did the Rollins protocol, the CellCore protocol. I found somebody who would, I could just buy the CellCore phase one package. And then I don't know if I even gave the Rollins, I bought everything in their, you know, recommended package, and wasn't getting results. And then I found the Brunner herbal protocol with Green Dragon. And they're the ones that, for some reason, it just seemed that one worked for me. I was ramping up, and they want you to go up to 48 a day for, I believe, 2 to 6 months. I never did get to that because as soon as I hit 12 a day, four times a day, 12 pills, four times. I did it on four pills, 12 total. So it was three pills, four times a day.
Okay. And what was the maximum that they wanted you to get up to?
They wanted me to get up to 12 pills, four times a day, which is 48. They wanted me to get to 48.
And so why were you good at the three pills, four times a day? Like, were you herxing or you felt that was just kind of your plateau?
I don't know. I just got better and I misread the instructions. I didn't know they wanted me on 48. I thought I was supposed to build up to 12. I didn't realize, and I felt better. So I just did that for months because they said, stay at that for 6 months and then wean down to whatever your body, keeps you at a good level and then stay on that for 2 years. So
2 years. Okay. Now, were you still doing your antibiotics?
No, I finally stopped when I started feeling better.
Okay. So initially you were doing the antibiotics with the other protocols you did. Yeah. And then you found the Buhner protocol that kind of worked for you. And then how long into the Buhner protocol did you start feeling better and quit the antibiotics?
It happened pretty fast, but at the same time I was doing coaching with a mind body coach, the mind body connection.
Okay.
And so I think there might have been a combination of things. And I will say that with the Buhner protocol at that 12 pills a day for a while, I must have done, I don't know how many months I did it, maybe 5 or 6 months. And I had to go on a trip and I ran out of the pills. And I knew that I would run out on the trip, but that I would be without the pills for a day and a half. And that when I got home, they'd be waiting for me. And I thought that would be no problem. I'd been feeling good for 6 months with only 2 days off of those pills. My symptoms came back and it really scared me because I kind of thought I was over it. I just kind of thought the mind body stuff worked. The herbs worked. I'm done with Lyme. And when it came back, I just got, it just really shook me.
It does, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It really shook me hard because it came back pretty hard and I thought I was done with it. And I'm like, oh my. So that's when I figured out that, oh my gosh, I wasn't on the right amount. Now I'm at 24 a day and I just can't make myself get up to 48. I don't know why, okay. But I've been fine ever since.
You're still doing the Buhner protocol.
I am. And I guess because of that one experience, I'm kind of afraid. I don't know if I'll ever, be able to go off of it.
And so how long have you been on it now?
I'm thinking about 2 years.
Okay. Which is what they initially wanted you to be on it anyways, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I can absolutely relate to that. And I'm sure a lot of other people can that are going through this journey is that you're so sick, you're so bad, and then you get better. Yeah. And then you kind of, go about your life and things are good. And, if you're popping pills or whatever, you're having to, take your supplements. And then all of a sudden you have a bad day. It literally freaks us out. Like I get a cough or something. I'm like, oh my gosh, is my Lyme coming? Like it really is kind of a PTSD thing. So tell me about this mind body
coach.
Yes. Whatever you had mentioned earlier. Sorry. tell me what that was all about.
You will find a lot of, and it also kind of makes me wonder if I just didn't do the mind body stuff right, because there are a lot of people who feel like they have just completely cured their Lyme with the mind body coaching. I don't remember the name. There's several programs out there. Can't remember the name of the one.
So just kind of walk me through because I'm not familiar with it. So what does it entail? What do you do?
It's very hard because you will hear it one way and you'll say that, no, it's not all in my head, because it will come across like this is all in your head. But in a way it is, because your autonomic nervous system controls your immune system and your your rest and digest versus your, you know, the, I don't remember the other side, that, but it's energy and, you know, activity, but your rest and digest is the nervous system that repairs and allows you to get into repair. And a lot of us are in fight or flight constant.
Yes, absolutely. In that fight or flight, we never shut down.
No, our parasympathetic nervous system never gets a chance to get into rest and digest, where your body can heal itself and your body can fight off that line. If you learn how to, so it really is in your mind, if you could look at it that way. Like if you could get your, learn how to get into rest and digest and learn how to let go of the stress, then your own body will cure, will go kill those bugs.
Right. And absolutely. There's probably people thinking, no, that's not possible.
Yes.
But you know, our bodies were designed to heal themselves.
Yeah.
They just were. But you know, so many things go against us, illnesses, Lyme disease, environmental toxins, food toxins, like we toxify our bodies so much without even really knowing it. And yeah. So when you are not giving your body the right things, getting it in the rest and digest mode, you know, getting out of that fight or flight mode, your body doesn't stand a chance.
Yes.
But then, you know, we've had guests on the show where they talk about all they had to do was one day flip that light switch in their brain. Mm-hmm. And that was their healing journey. And yeah. And I believe it, you know, and that's just, you know, one great thing about this show is that it, you get a wide variety of ways that you can heal yourself. And that's what we want, because there's not one thing that works for everyone. So, okay. So do they just kind of, they teach you how to get your body in that mode? Is it a counselor that you go to? Is it some technique you do?
A lot of things. You learn how to manage your stress better. You work on getting better sleep. You learn how to handle stress in the moment when you're having a stressful moment, and how to breathing patterns are very important. When I was in the Facebook groups and the, you know, and the reading all the testimonials from the different people who promote this, there were lots and lots and lots of people who were much sicker than I for many years. And they got better through the mind body coaching and the training and everything. And they said that they were thankful for their illness.
Yeah.
Because when you learn how to all about, you've got to learn about yourself. And there's a reason we're uptight. There's a reason that we are wired people. And I think that makes us more susceptible to these kinds of infections and stress illnesses like autoimmune and everything.
Right. And even, you know, we've talked a lot on the show too about trauma, emotional yeah. trauma that we've, yeah. you know, so say you got bit 2 years ago, but you had emotional trauma when you were a child yeah. that carries with you through your life and your body and makes you more susceptible to these pathogens that want to come in and attack you. So like so much of it is in your mind. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Lots of people, the journey of fixing that, finding the stuck trauma and letting it go and learning how to handle it, trauma or super stressful events happening right now, and your perspective about yourself and learning how to forgive yourself and others. All of these things are kind of a part of it.
Yeah, no, I really like that. And there's a book too that I've recommended a lot. Of course, I can't remember if it's Dr. Bradley or something Bradley, but it's called The Emotion Code.
Yeah.
And it's, you can find it on Amazon. You can get it at your local library. It's a fantastic book to kind of work through the mental part of what we're going through and what we've been through and where we're headed. So I do love that. So it's called A Mind Body.
Yeah, the first program I did is called DNRS. I don't remember what that acronym even stands for.
DNRS. Okay, now the see, I've have heard of that. Okay. Okay,
That was the
DNRS.
first one I did.
Okay.
And then oh, Dr. Sarno. That name's I can't remember his book. It's famous. Was the guy who started the concept of mind body, and he started with back pain. It was
Okay.
all about back pain. So, but the concept works for pretty much just everything.
Right. Yeah.
Your body can heal itself. It can, but we're if but not unless you're a lot of rest and digest. And if you're always in fight or flight, you're going to have a hard time. And
Right.
I did the full DNRS course, and I learned a whole lot. And then I got a coach, and she helped me more. And there's still more. I'll tell everybody, a really good technique. When you are in a stressful situation and you catch yourself, inhale for 7 counts and exhale for 11. 7-11 breathing. And you can find YouTube videos with just 7-11 breathing. People are counting for you, but you don't need to, you just learn to do that. And that
Yes.
immediately puts you are forcing your body to, you can't inhale and exhale slower and stay in fight or flight.
I love that. Yes, 'cause there are so many different amazing breathing techniques that are very healing. Tapping is also a great technique to help with stress and anxiety. So that's and those are free things that we can do. And we like the word free because people that battle Lyme disease, for the most part, we're all broke. It's taken all of our money, right? We can't afford this. So we love to have these free tips. So you feel amazing. Life is good. You're still on the Buhner protocol. And you're just good with that. Do you do anything else? Do you do any type of detoxing? Do you have a specific diet you still follow? Obviously I don't have to ask you that you keep your stress in check because I already know you do.
I try, yes. I'm better at it. I have recently kind of my psoriatic arthritis is not doing well right now. And so I am currently trying the carnivore diet.
Okay.
So and I hired a coach to help me with that also. I'm gonna start out keto, but actually here's my type A personality. I'm skipping keto and going straight to carnivore. And even my coach said, don't do that. So I'm going to try to force, force myself to eat those 20 grams of healthy carbs and then work those down slowly.
Okay. Yeah,
So I will.
diet is tough. Change is tough. I've talked to some people recently about the carnivore diet, and I've heard good and bad. There's good and bad for everything, and it's just because our bodies react to different things. But I heard that the carnivore was pretty tough. But what diet isn't tough, right?
Yeah, but it's funny. I'm in a group called, Carnivore for Autoimmune, and I look at it's a 50-50 split because a lot of people, the energy you get is off the charts. Oh, and I had an eating disorder from the age of 14 to 44, no, 54, 44 years of it. And I was afraid that this diet would trigger that again. But I remember when those years of my eating disorder, it was carbs that was the thing that I craved. And it was the thing that I couldn't stop eating. Well, and I used to say over and over and over all during all those years, it's not fair because alcoholics, they can live without alcohol. I have to live. I can't live without food. Like, it's not fair. And I
Right.
never realized that I never dreamed that you could live on meat. Never dreamed that that would be possible. But meat is fulfilling. And, I lived with a chronic hunger. I cured the eating disorder, or it stopped about, I'm, what did I say, 50, 58. So I'm six. It's 4 years ago.
Okay.
It seemed like that about 3 years ago. But anyway, I lost my train of thought. Eating disorder.
So you have the eating disorder.
Oh, so I managed to do it while eating still real food. I still managed to stop, but I was always hungry. Still always hungry. And
that's a hard part about, you know, not just eating healthy, but, you know, being on a diet to lose weight or whatever. We don't want to be hungry. And there's so many other alternatives to not being hungry.
And so, I did not know for my body when I started, you know, I've been on it a couple of weeks now, and I just can't believe I'm not thinking about food, and that I'm so satisfied. So satisfied. My body was just great because I'm eating more of stuff that I never would have. More fat on the keto diet. You eat more fat and not as much protein as you would think. And I just can't believe how satiated I am. Just not hungry.
That's awesome.
And energy, and have, you know, energy. Energy is the thing I'm really after.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that if it heals my body, if it frees, you know, it's supposed to reduce inflammation, that it will also attack the Lyme. You know, just my body will heal itself.
Right. And, you know, you feel amazing. You're symptom free. But we're still just afraid to quit that protocol, right? we're so gun shy with it, and it makes sense. I get it. But it sounds like you've done a fantastic job on healing your mind and your brain, and working on all the things that are healthy for us, giving your body those tools that it needs to be able to heal itself, and not starving yourself and feeling fulfilled. And so it sounds like you're doing all the right things to continue to stay on a healthy path.
Yes. And I'm hoping that with the carnivore diet as my, you know, I need to make it a full lifestyle. I'm still pretty new at it. And I hired a coach to make sure that I don't have any pitfalls. Cause I did try it once about 6 months or 7 months ago. And I just kind of, it just didn't work for me. And I saw so many good positive results for other people. And I'm like, there are common pitfalls. I'm just going to have somebody help me get through this to get to, and I have a blood ketone measure. You know, I have, she helps you measure it, you know, with blood ketone testing.
And, oh, okay.
So it's pretty science. I mean, it's definitely, yeah, it's good program. She's, you know, helping me really good, but I'm hoping that when I get on the, you know, really gain traction with the carnivore, that I will start weaning off those herbs, and that I can trust my body will, you know, with the less inflammation,
do,
fight
off the line. Exactly. That's awesome. I love it. Well, gosh, Leanne, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us. And I know you talked about a couple of different protocols, but there are so many protocols out there. The Rawls protocol, the Buhner protocol, you know, Klinghart has his thing. Like, there's just so many tools out there that of things that you can try. You know, this disease is definitely beatable, as we've proven that over and over with each episode. To just hear our stories of our struggles, what we went through, what we endured to get to where we are. But if we can beat it, all those listeners out there can beat it too. So we appreciate your words of hope and inspiration. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Information this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com. And- and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.